כאן אסתר.
שבוע טוב.
שבוע טוב.
We're waiting for another person.
No problem. I'm on mute while we're waiting.
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Brandela.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
You made it by 1 minute.
Yay.
Please join us in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gadula Chimi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nom Nagibor Dorshe Hudcha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan. The Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Hay that created the constellation Taleh, the ram or the lamb. Together, the Dalet and the Hay have a gematria of 9, which represents the Sefirah of Yesod, creativity and sexuality. Barhem Taharem Rakame Sidkatcha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Chet Kuf Bet Et Chet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyatah. We brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. Using the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun. Erech Apayim. V'rav Chesed V'emet. Notzer Chesed L'alafim. Noseawon Wafesha. Now we're going to read or connect to the energies of the year Tav Shin Ayin Zion, the year of the goat, this year 5777. We'll read two verses that connect to that energy. But we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Utchilu Utchilu Urchimu Le'akda L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanunehu. The first verse that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod Saduni Katzipor When we take the first words, first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we can permute them into two Hebrew words that translate as Sea of Tenants, Dir Yam. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed, although the letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad kayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year of the pause, the year 5776, where there are also two verses. The first of these is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav leitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lala he wa 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 yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha. We're able then to connect to a second verse that connects to the year of the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. Now we will connect to the year 5775, which is the year that death is swallowed up forever. There are three verses that connect to this verse. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. We also have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitkabe sham washavtem elai el nahon. Wehalachti itchem wechayayim yeshno. Baretz vechipasti oto bekol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetzach. Yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. And the verse 5774, or the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse that connects to that. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. V'sam timakom le'ami li'Yisrael Undati Vishakan Tav Tav Vilo Yirgaz Ot Vilo Yosifu Vene Avla La Anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 6th of Nisan. Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Roth. Rabbi Hillel ben Zev Tzvi HaKohen Klein. Rabbi Meir ben Yaakov Shif, the Maharam Shif. Some say he passed on the 20th of Adar. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch of Korish Tochover, Rabbi Shmuel Yehuda Katzenelin Bogan, Rabbi Yaakov Tamerlis, Rabbi Chaim Abulafya, Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky of Warsaw. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's Zohar class is for the Parsha of Tzav, which will be read next week, which is Shabbat HaGadol, the big Shabbat. It's so big that there's no special reading on that Shabbat. And all of the big rabbis around town will make their most important speeches on this coming Shabbat. We're going to find the handout on the Yeshem webpage using the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Row 1, the right-hand column, we click on that. When that opens up, we scroll down to the third book, the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, and the second link below that description of the book is Parashat Tzav. We click on that. When it opens up, we'll scroll down to section 5. And that's where we're going to start with Pasuk 27. But please note, we will not finish this tonight. There's over 30 verses in this section. Vuk muhamare matnitinola kola salka legavoha vedabina Hashem Hashem marot Tila Yud Bet Bat Yechida Umare Kivod Hashem Keshokelet Vav Or Divat Eina Ve'iyo Eshote Komayin Teoraita Biokelet kol karbanain dit slota biokelet
Lachinu viveshin inun peshate teoraita deinun keitzim yeveshim verate oraita inun keitzim lachim vehaihu eshokelet lachim viveshim. The translation. The sages of the Mishnah explain that the burnt offering wholly rises high up. This is Bina. The first hay of Yud Hey Vav Hey, and called thus after her hay, her five visions, namely the above mentioned five fires drawn to male and female from Bina. Yud is an only daughter, namely the pupil, literally the daughter of the eye, Malchut, of which it says, and the sight of the glory of Hashem was like a devouring fire. Avav, which is Tiferet, the central column, that is a fire that eats and drinks, is the light of the daughter of the eye. When Malchut receives from the Vav, she too is a fire that drinks all the water of the Torah and devours all the sacrifices in the prayer. She eats both what is moist and dry. He explains, she draws the literal interpretations of the Torah, which are like dry wood, and draws the mysteries of the Torah, which are like fresh wood. This is the fire that consumes both what is moist and what is dry. My commentary. This pasuk seems to be esoteric, yet it also seems clear as written. It is a very intriguing allegory. This pasuk is explaining one of the five fires that was in the last pasuk, in the last section, pasuk 26 in section 4. Pasuk 28.
Ve'yodokeled lachin kol karbanin v'dahawo kerevin bitzlota al matzot asay viveshin kol karbanin tahawo kerevin bitzlota al mitzvot lota asay behayu sekila serefa chereg v'chenek al mitzvot aseh v'al mitzvot lo ta'aseh ileini nun karbanaya tishkinta tzilota tefiku din da'aseh v'lata'aseh Pilakavel Hashem Marot Ilein Takinu Kamesh Tzelote Bioma Dekipure Pilakavel Batena Inun Aseret Yemet Hachuva Hashem lakabel or devatena Hashem inuin lakavel Hashem batra.
The translation. We should further explain that in the moist things which she devours are all the sacrifices presented in prayer. As in, so we will offer the words of our lips instead of calves. For positive precepts, she eats dry things, namely, all the sacrifices presented in prayer. For the negative precepts, punishable by four kinds of death, stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. These are the sacrifices brought for the positive and negative precepts of the Shekhinah, that is called prayer. They are offered for the positive and negative precepts. Five prayers were established for Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, in correspondence to the five visions that are drawn from Bina, in correspondence to the pupil of the eye, Malchut, which is Yud. There are 10 days of penitence. The first day of Yud Hei Vav Hei corresponds to the light of the pupil of the eye, drawn upon it from the Vav. The five afflictions on Yom Kippur of not eating or drinking correspond to the last day of Yud Hei Vav Hei. My commentary. The allegory continues about the fire. Here we have expanded the five fires to relate to the Yud of Hashem's name. This creates a unification with the upper worlds of Yud and He. Pasuk 29. Pikuda batar dale asot pachatat kemishpata tanaim va'amoraiyam atun demisitra. Midot kucha berichu atitu detar chatun sagel naka'a berata dili tihi halaka meilein kelifin derev rav kushyan bishin Teleit lon tiruts vela piroka dialaihu itmar be'euat lo yukalit kon vechesron lo yukal lehimanot ela itmar tiku bechon Bekal tiku de isura lechum raveihu tiku chaser vav dileit leya tikun chaser nun dihi alma diate de tiku di alma liate Shetika kigon shechok kach ala b'machashava. The translation. The next mitzvah is properly to sacrifice the sin offering. To Naim and Amoraim, you have come from the aspect of the attributes of the Holy One, blessed be He. You have labored much to purify my daughter in the halacha, namely Malchut from the klipot of the mixed multitude, which are the evil questions which cannot be interpreted or explained away. Of them it says, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. But it is understood, the Hebrew word is teku, applies to them, which is the initials of Tishbi, the prophet Elijah, will solve such puzzles and problems. Every undecided concerning a prohibition is handled as a restriction. It is a correction, a Hebrew tikkun, without the final nun, indicating that it cannot be corrected since it lacks the final nun, which symbolizes the world that is coming, namely Bina that has 50 gates, Nun gates, For undecided, Hebrew is teku, in the world that is coming is silence, as in be silent, for so it has arisen in my thought. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs to understand the relationship of certain members of the court of King David. Two of these members raise questions that cannot be answered until Eliyahu returns. They cannot be answered yet. They raise these questions about the Torah because they are Torah scholars who refuse to honor the Torah. That is the indication from the Midrash about these people. That's my opinion. They pose riddles that relate to Torah, and these riddles are undecided, and this causes many sages to err. This is because one needs to know that there are things that cannot be understood, since the time to reveal them has not come. And this is difficult for people who rely too much on intellect and not enough on balanced emotions and intuition. Pasuk 30. Beit kushyam dinun levushin lahalaka Beit mar b'chon mishpetzot Zahav ha-hidiktiv, kol kivuda bat melech, penima memish petzot, zahav levusha viatun, paskin lon bekama, besakot ulvatar, metaknin umi parshkin, Lone de Kama Perukin. The translation. There are questions that are the garments of the halakha, namely the garments of Malchut, of which it says, inwrought with gold, as it is written. The king's daughter is all glorious It is written, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is inwrought with gold. You, Amoraim, cut the garment inwrought with gold into several legal sentences and later fix and explain them away using various arguments. My commentary. Torah has many levels. The term garment represents malchut of malchut. This is referring to the lower level of the negative system. These questions are a waste of time, as this is the plan of the negative system. This plan is to lengthen the process. Time spent on questions that are garments of halakha are a waste of time and energy, in my opinion. And also, this is the opinion of many in the Talmud. Pasuk 31. V'chaser shum pesach mimat nitin kimadiuk muha zechaser min ha-mishnah atun metachmin Lone the high who has run, Sheyu call he manot, Peyete tipesh, Vaya peak shum bish alhahu, Umana dehatik, Levushin vayema, Viki oraita. Ihi chaser v'hakitiv, Torat Hashem, temima, temima, v'kol evarim, tegufa de'inun, ramach pikudin,
Ahi diktiv kulach yafarayati umum en bach temima bilvushaha ve'echaser min ha-mishna.
The translation. If one chapter of the Mishnah is missing, and it has been maintained that something is missing from the Mishnah, you fix it. For example, in places where it is stated in the Gemara, a cause has been omitted, for this is the way we have learned it. Such is wanting that can be numbered. If a simpleton comes and spreads an evil report of the craftsman that cuts the garments, saying, the Torah is lacking, stating that in this paragraph of the Mishnah, a clause has been omitted. Yet it is written, the Torah of Hashem is perfect, perfect in all the members of the body. The 248 positive precepts, as written, you are all fair, my love, there is no blemish in you. And perfect in her garments, how can anything be lacking in the Mishnah? My commentary. There is a spiritual law that states, if it happens in the physical world, then that is part of the plan of creation. Thus, a missing part cannot be true. It means that the people seeing this lack the merit to know the full truth. Remember, there are 70 ways to understand the Torah. Does this comment seem like a paradox to you? Pasuk 32. Atum temrun leya dok v'tishkach chatika v'tishkach la meorevet v'ishar pesakot u'mishnayot v'orach Omana lemechta levushin bekama chatikot betalmid tilavi nuhubaki lemikshar hahalacha beilein chatikot midchalfeilea Besakot v'kush yan v'lashkach lon biruka adiyete umana uparik lon kol ilein sefekot dilchon b'chahu zimna halacha Tehi berata salikat kadam malka shalema bekola begufa bilvusha utakshitaha beitkayayim bauritiha liskor berit olam Uzimnin itli leumana talmid baki tishader lea letakna alone. The translation. He answers, say to him, look carefully and find the missing piece. You may find it mixed with other verses, and mishneyot, meaning it is the custom of the Torah to be lacking in one place and rich in another. For it is the way of the craftsman to cut garments into several pieces, and that which is missing in one place is filled up in another. The students inexperienced in connecting the halakha to those pieces that are in another place confuse the sentences and questions and cannot explain the dilemmas until the craftsmen come and explain all the doubts they have.
At that time, Halakha, the daughter, namely Malchut, rises before the king, perfect in everything, in body and in garments and jewelry. And in it, the verse comes true. And I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Sometimes the craftsman has an experienced student whom he sends to correct them, namely Elijah, as was mentioned before. My commentary. To me, this pasuk is clear as written. Is it true for you? Pasuk 33. Kamu kuhu v'yamru v'day antu omana ram v'itmar bach Moshe k'bel Torah misinai umitaman v'yelach kuhu talmidim Inundilach min Yehoshua ad sof called Arim Hadahu Tiamarum Sara the Yehoshua the Yehoshua Liskenim Huskenim Linvim ad sof Kulhu Talmid Baki Dilach Manhu Hachazena Itmar Hakol Yehemunach Acheyavo Eliyahu. The translation. They all rose and said, Faithful shepherd, surely you are the craftsman, for it says of you, Moses received the Torah from Sinai. From that time onward, everyone is your student, from Joshua to the end of all generations. This is what we learn, that he transmitted it to Joshua. Joshua to the elders, and the elders to the prophets. To the end of all, who is your skilled student mentioned above? We see that it has been said to let everything wait until Elijah comes. Hence, Elijah is your experienced student. My commentary is that this pasuk is also clear as it is written. Pasuk 34. Amar lon vadai hakihu, tehihu talmid chaver, tealaihuya, itmar ben acharon hakohen, kegavna di itmar biacharon huyye, lehalafe hakineme. Berea ieli lefa lefe kehi oraita tiba alpe begin de heki dahawena pekad meta kivad pe ukvad Lashon v'haki yokim likud shabrichu kivad peh bi'oraita dibe'al peh ukvad lashon bi'oraita shebi'iktav dila yemrun ilein dila ishtamodin Li'acharayihu v'Eliyahu u'yihye li lefeh yeite letachna ko ilein sefeikot u'parkalon the translation. He said to them, "Surely it is so, that Elijah is my companion student, of whom it says, the son of Aaron, the priest, has said that Pinchas is Elijah, as is said of Aaron, and he shall be to you as a mouth. Similarly, his son Elijah will be to me as a mouth, for he will improve the oral Torah. For just as I was slow of speech, literally, I was slow of mouth, and of a slow tongue, so will the Holy One, blessed be he, raise me. In the end of correction, slow of speech in the oral Torah, and of a slow tongue in the written Torah, so that those who knew me not will not say, it is someone else, meaning as it has been said, that the dead will rise with their defects, so that it will not be said that it is someone else. Elijah will be to me as a mouth to explain all those doubts and interpret them." My commentary. Prophets are described as a tool referred to as a mouth of Hashem. In Shemot, chapter 4, verse 16, Aaron is described as a prophet for Moses. Here the Zohar is expressing that Elijah is the fulfillment of this verse, since it indicates that Elijah will be the mouth, the prophet for Moshe, in fulfillment of the verse that Moshe will have a prophet. Pasuk 35. Behahu zimna zot torat haole berata dehawat mechad kashifala begaluta salikat akol dargin deal ela hahi dikti rabot banot asu hail vi atalit al kulana usliku dila te hate te 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 heliaba te hulamina hesed te veya Harotzel hachkim yadrim mitaman hachma koachma. The translation. At that time it says, this, the Hebrew word is zot, is the Torah of the burnt offering. The Hebrew word is ola. Namely, the daughter who is Malchut, that is called Zot, and is called Torah, who was degraded and humiliated in exile. She rises, the Hebrew word is Ola, above all the grades above, as written. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excelled them all. She rises to Abba, who is to the right, and is Chesed, of whom it says that he who wishes to acquire wisdom should turn south, namely Chesed, which is in the south, whence Chachma comes. For during greatness, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet of Zeranpin become Chachma, Bina, and Dat, so that Chesed of Zeranpin becomes Chachma, which is Abba. Hence Chesed is from the south, where Chachma is from, which is composed of the letters of Koach Mem, He, literally the strength of Mem He, Zeranpin. The secret of Yud He Vav, He, fully spelled with olives, which numerical value amounts to Mem He, 45, and Chesed that became Chachma is his strength. My commentary. The word Torah is a code word for Zeranpin. This is a pasuk is explaining how that can be understood. Thus, with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear and understandable. Pasuk 36. Amar hatana bavadai begindai itmar bach molish limin Moshe begin kala dilach tila yehelach shalimu ela badikadant tehe shalema ba idmar bach pe el pe adaber bo marie fila mechidot bemare ke gavna dekala deit pashtach malvushaha umit yachedet imbala bekeru basar beramach evarim dila vela kasiyat ever had bina v'chai hu b'mare ramach b'hushpan. The translation. One Tana said, surely this is why it says of you that caused his glorious, the Hebrew is Tiferet, arm, his glorious arm, to go at the right hand of Moses. Since only through your bride, called the arm of Tiferet, you shall attain perfection. When you are made perfect through her, Malchut, it says of you, with him I speak mouth to mouth, manifestly, literally, in the sight of, and not in dark speeches. In sight, like a bride undressed of her garments, unites with her husband in the proximity of flesh of her 248 body parts, without covering any of them. This is bemare, literally in the sight of, which is the 248 in numerical value. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining a spiritual law in a concealed manner. How does Moshe become seen and speak to Hashem face to face? It is by correcting all 248 parts of one's body. Then each one of us can serve Hashem in the most efficient and clear manner. This process requires one to perform all 248 positive mitzvot. Pasuk 37. Amar botzena kadisha bekad meta itchazela hai chesudit bar babemare deyu Lachamare hagado basne deit karbeya hamisha zimnin chasne ukan itkalya lachezu dabramach tikudin deinun pecham shachumashe Torah Velo pechidut deinun levushim dila divchon chazo kol nevi'e delei torach leid kala kala bekeru basar ela lechatan dila. The translation. The holy luminary, namely Rabbi Shimon, said, this sight was first revealed to you, of which it says, in sight, namely Malchut, which is for you the great sight of the bush, as the bush is mentioned five times. This is the secret of in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. This sight is now revealed to you with the 248 positive precepts, which are the five books of the Torah, and not in dark speeches are her garments through which the prophets saw her. It is not the custom of the bride, Malchut, to be revealed in the flesh, save before her groom. Moses, who could gaze into the shining mirror, the secret of Chasadim of Zeranpin, the other prophets gazed into the mirror that does not shine, namely her garments called dark speeches, and also inwrought with gold, and did not see her without those garments. My commentary. The pasuk is stressing that to achieve a clear sight of Malchut requires a unification with Moshe, representing the written Torah. Pasuk 38. Behahu zimna yitkayayim behu bayiyu shenehem arumim hadam veishto velo yitbo shashu kegon adam veishto tikvar itav bar irbuvya Bisha Erev Rav Kushya Bisha Me'alma Te'inun Eryan Te'kudsha Barichu Ushkin Te'eryan Te'Yisrael Kafshin Eryan Dilach Raya Me'mana Ume halacha dilach divginaihu tsarich lekasa razin dioraita kimadi uknuha. Devod Elohim chaster divarad demita vridn Me alma velet malachim ela Yisrael kimadi ukmuha kol Yisrael bene malachim heim behahu zimna ukvod malachim akor devar amar raya mehemana berichant leatik yomin Demitaman ant kean pa, deit beshat meilana haki nishmatin, an pa minea. The translation. At that time, this verse, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they felt no shame, like Adam and his wife before the sin, will be fulfilled in relation to them, to Zeranpin called Moses, and Malchut. For the evil mixture, the mixed multitude, which is a bad question, namely evil judgments, was already removed from the world. They are the nakedness of the Holy One, blessed be He, and the Shekhinah, which is the nakedness of Israel, and your nakedness, faithful shepherd all the more, and the nakedness of your halakha, Malchut, for whose sake the mysteries of the Torah had to be concealed, as it is written, it is the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing. Until they are removed from the world, there are no kings but Israel, as it was explained that Israel are kings, for at that time, by the end of correction, it says, but the honor of kings, namely Israel, is to search out a matter. The faithful shepherd Moses said to Rabbi Shimon, may you be blessed before Atik Yomin, before Keter, whence you are like a branch extending from the tree, so are the souls its branches. My commentary. In my opinion, this is an esoteric pasuk. I do not understand it, and I ask for help to understand it. If you are able to clarify this, please send me an email or perhaps ask questions that may trigger my understanding. Pasuk 39. Tanaim ve'amoraim havadai ola v'chatat v'asham tilat pikudini nun tilat avahan shalamim matronita everdihi tashlumin dekol ever kegavna dioma kadma adihag. The translation. The faithful shepherd said to them, Tanaim and Amoraim, surely the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering are three precepts, which are the three fathers, namely Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. And the peace offering is the queen, Malchut, a body part of Zeranpin, namely its tenth Sephirah, which completes every body part of Zeranpin. Like the first day of a feast, where a pilgrim's burnt offering is sacrificed, by which Malchut descends and completes each and every body part of Zeranpin into 10 Sephirot. My commentary. This pasuk is relating the various sacrifices to the Sephirot, and is also explaining that when Malchut unites with Zeranpin, Zeranpin becomes complete. That's the end of tonight's class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time, we will again take control of another month, the month of Elul. And at 10:30 West Coast time, we will continue our preparations for the holidays. And I wish you all a Shavua Tov, a good week. Shavua Tov, Shalom.
Shavua Tov, Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome.